St. Dominic's Catholic Church in San Francisco presents a homily by Father Isaiah Mary Molano on January 27, 2019, the third Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and chapter 4, verses 14 to 21, proclaimed by Deacon Charles McNeil.
Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Since many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the events that have been fulfilled among us, just as those who were eyewitnesses from the beginning and ministers of the word have handed them down to us, I have decided also, after investigating everything accurately anew, to write it down in an orderly sequence for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may realize the certainty of the teachings you have received. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. Jesus taught in their synagogues, and he was praised by all. But when he came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, he stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Jesus unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. And he said to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So raise your hands if you know who the Golden State Warriors are. I'm completely serious. Yeah, okay. You never know in a place like this. I mean, Martin Luther King Day is basically when, you know, the casual fans start tuning in to the NBA and seeing what happens. And we all know about the Golden State Warriors. We all know about that great logo of that golden circle with the picture of the Bay against a blue field. But Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, KD, Draymond, we know these guys. The Golden State Warriors. And you know, it's entertaining over the past 2 or 3 years with this basketball team winning 3 NBA championships in the past 4 years, the popularity of this team has simply skyrocketed, especially with what's going on at China Basin with the new arena being built. Everyone is wearing Warriors gear. We see it on the streets. There are a couple people in the congregation right now wearing some Warriors gear. Everyone's now a fan. Everyone's part of the bandwagon, a Warriors fan. And occasionally you would see that elder statesman who wants to prove that he's a true, authentic Warriors fan. I mean, these are the guys I truly have a lot of respect for. These are the guys who have been to Oracle Arena when the team was epically abysmal, like winning 10 games out of 82 for an entire season. These are the authentic fans that have been through the ugly as well as the glory. These guys that talk, they are the ones of the fan base that have been part of the fan base before We Believe, during the Cohen era. And if the more casual fans had the patience and the curiosity, these are the elder statesmen who could easily and happily drop just major knowledge on the history of a team that's been the sewer for such a long time. These are the elder statesmen who know who and what they are as fans, and they are more than happy to drop major knowledge about the team. These elder statesmen. When we encounter today's first reading, we encounter the priest Ezra, this elder statesman of God's holy people. And he's dropping some major knowledge on the people of God. Ezra the priest, reminding the people of Israel who and what they are. In today's first reading, Israel encounters what makes them the people of God, what composes them as the people of God. Here we have the nation of Israel, exiled from the Holy Land for nearly 50 years. The temple destroyed, their crops burned, their cities piles of rubble. Almost everything that made Israel what it is, destroyed. Thanks to the Babylonian Empire. Yet 50 years later, arrives King Cyrus of Persia, conquering Babylon and inviting Israel back to its own land so it can rebuild its temple, rebuild their cities, rebuild their lives. And this is when we encounter today's first reading. Imagine being in their spot, seeing Ezra on that platform, hearing the scrolls being read, standing enraptured for an entire morning from daybreak to noonday, the sun beating down upon you, listening to the stories of your own family history, stories of your own ancestors, learning everything about yourself and your family history, the beautiful, the ugly, the glorious. And the people's reaction is astounding. They raise their hands. They yell amen. They are convicted. They are raptured. It's some sort of like tent revival. They've been told who and what they are. They cannot get enough. Ezra and this passage give Israel their history, their customs, and their laws. Ezra allowed Israel to reclaim who and what they are. That morning, by reading the scrolls of the law of the people of God, Ezra gave the nation of Israel an amazing gift. Their very identity. For us, we have the privilege and the freedom to learn about our own very identity every single time we open the scriptures. The scriptures that we have on our bookshelves or on our devices, these are our stories. This is who and what we are. If you want to encounter Christ in the midst of your daily life, in the midst of your own living space, all you have to do is open the Holy Book. As St. Jerome has famously said, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. And dear friends, by extension then, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of ourselves. The stories of the fall of Adam and Eve, the story of betrayal of Jacob and his brother Esau, the story of couples who can't bear children, the stories of family squabbles, of falling in love, the encounter of death, all found in Scripture. And indeed, these are our stories. These are all our stories. These stories, they belong to us, and we to them. Ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ, and by extension, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of ourselves. If we want to know who we are, if we want to know what God expects of us, if we want to know why we teach what we are taught, if we want to know who and what we are expected to be, why not begin with consuming the very Word of God? Why not begin by learning the story of us, the Christian people? Why not begin by reading the Old and New Testaments? These elder statesmen who have gone before us, Moses and David, Solomon and Isaiah, Jeremiah to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, these elder statesmen have witnessed to the story of our people. And they are hopeful, joyful, and patiently waiting for us to learn from them, to learn who and what we are. So for those of us who read the scriptures before coming to Mass, keep it up. For those of us who read scripture during Lent, why not start tomorrow? For those of us who hadn't opened your Bible since First Communion or Confirmation, first of all, admit it. And secondly, I would suggest that you begin by reading the Gospels, the very life of Jesus himself. St. Jerome has famously said, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ, and by extension, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of ourselves. So as we regularly receive the Word of God by receiving the great sacrifice of the altar, let us receive the Word of God by contemplating the stories, our stories, of the sacred Scripture, of the sacred text. So dear friends, as we break the bread of life together, let us too break the word of God, discovering who and what we are, discovering what God intends us to be.